FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of This Club Is My Club, right here on North Manchester 106.6 FM. I'm your host Ben, and on this week's show we'll be looking back at a busy Easter weekend for the club, as later on we'll be bringing you highlights from the women's team fixture with league leaders Middlesbrough from Sunday, as well as Monday's match at home to Ashton United for the men's team. But before those two games, it's to Saturday afternoon at the Moss Rose as FC United travel to Cheshire to take on Macclesfield. And before kick-off, I caught up with the FC United manager. Here's Neil Reynolds.
Well, welcome, Neil, to the Moss Rose, and beautiful sunshine here in Cheshire. Hardly surprising, it's just the way it is in this part of the world. I mean, how's things going ahead of this afternoon's game with Macclesfield?
Well, I think it's, you know, the game is what everyone looks at in the calendar when you go to Macclesfield. You know, they've got the biggest following, you know, home following of the league. You look at the surroundings, it's a league stadium. But they'll also be looking for us coming here because, you know, they won't have an away following like we're going to bring today. We're coming into it on the back of three wins, or four wins if you think Dragoon. So we've got a couple of players back again. So, we're excited, Ben, and these are the games that you really want to play in. But we've shown with our fully fit squad, we've already beat Macclesfield this season. So we've just got to have that belief.
How was training on Thursday after that brilliant performance at Whitby?
We had a stretch session, kind of like a sauna session, stretch session, but we were all together and we grabbed some food as well. So it was good, you know, a few tired bodies. Obviously, we only got home, I think everyone was home about 2:30 in the morning, and then, you know, majority were up for work the next day. So it was important that we just had a relaxation session on Thursday, but then going into, obviously, the bank holiday weekend of two games in 48 hours, basically.
And it's against two teams who really are after a playoff spot in a very competitive playoff race up at the top. Ashton United on Monday, Macclesfield today. I mean, how do you go about your team selection? Do you juggle? I mean, you've not really got the squad to do it, I don't imagine.
I mean, you talk about two big sides, and we're beating both. You know, and that's the ironic thing. You know, when we've got a fully fit squad out, we can go toe-to-toe with teams, and people need to remember that. But it's you know, for us, we don't necessarily change. We have Donoghue back in today, and we've got Charlie Oliver back in today. So with the bodies that kind of put the bodies on the line on Tuesday night, we'll make two changes and just try and freshen it up today. You know, looking at the back five, we'll go Georgie Nets, and again for him this will be the biggest crowd he's ever played in front of us as well today, so it'll be good for him. Guy Hall at left back, young Joe at right back, and then Charlie Oliver will go back in alongside Curtis. Changing it slightly midfield because of the threat of Tundy, we'll have Jan Palinkas sat just in front of the back four, and then he'll have two eights in Charlie Munro and Michael Donoghue, and then we'll have a front three, Bennett Buckley and Gabidon.
Is it, well, I mean, we could ask Curtis Jones this question, but how do you defend against Tundy Owolabi? Because we all know what he's capable of at this level. He's going to be a challenge this afternoon.
I think we've got to stop Tundy from running in behind. That's his main threat. And listen, it'll be a bit emotional for Tundy today. First time he's ever played against FC United, and he loves the football club. So it's going to be a difficult one for him. But Curtis Jones will relish this today. You know, Curtis won't want Tundy getting one over him. And, you know, special mention to CJ. I think he's been playing out of his skin. You know,
since he came back.
150th game, and he's going to captain the side. So, you know, that's an amazing achievement. Probably should be 350 if he would have been fit. But, you know, that's Curtis Jones' body. But it's one of them, Ben. But listen, like I said, it's a game that we look at Ashton, we look at Macclesfield. We watched Ashton yesterday. They're a really good side. They dispatched Whitby, you know, no problem. And then you've got Macclesfield who went to Ashton and won. They've got the FA Trophy game next week. So two massive sides, but, you know, we've nothing to fear here. The pressure's not on us today. Pressure has to be on them. So we're hopefully just going to go out and give a good account of ourselves and give our fans something to cheer about.
Well, Neil, I'm not going to try and compete any further with the PA. A big thank you for joining us pre-match. Best of luck this afternoon and we'll catch up at full time.
Cheers, Ben.
So right footy corner from Duffy. From Macclesfield's right-hand side. In it comes towards the edge of the penalty area. Donoghue heads it clear. Perry's under it, though. Heads it back out to Duffy on the right-hand side. Duffy gets the better of Bennett. Duffy now has got time to cross this ball in. It's cleared, but not fully. And here's Drummond now. Drummond goes for goal. Great save from Murray Jones on his near post. Puts the ball out for another corner. It's a loose pass. It's to Bennett. Bennett facing the wrong way, plays it back to Hall, who can clear it from his own byline. Not the best of clearances, though. And possession back here with Macclesfield, and a dangerous run forward here from Dawson out to the left-hand side. And there's Duffy with an effort. Breaks for Mendy. Mendy, his pass is cut out by Gabidon. Gabidon trying to break forward there with three Mac players around him. He's barged out of the way. Cross into the box. There's Drummond. Wide of goal. And the flag stays down. But it's just a goal kick. Duffy crosses the ball in towards the back end of the penalty area. Header one there. breaks for Mende, and that is a fine finish from Lauren Mende. There's not much you could do about that goal, to be honest. As soon as it's headed back towards the edge of the 6-yard box, I think it was Olave who eventually laid the ball off to Mende, who was about 12 yards out. And after that, what you meant to do, it's a great finish.
I think from the corner, we lost the first header at the back stick. When the ball was knocked down again, there wasn't enough challenge quick enough, and the goal scorer had a lot of time to pick his spot, and you just can't afford to give Macclesfield that kind of time and space. That's 110 goals now for them this season.
Well, that goal timed at 21 minutes. Heathcote bringing the ball out of the back line, plays it into midfield, well read by Donoghue. Donoghue now out to the left hand side to Buckley. Buckley to the edge of the penalty area, goes for goal. Oh,
the corner.
I think it took a deflection, indeed it did. Oh, well, for a moment there, Paul, it looked like Byrne was just stuck in cement, wasn't it?
He was helpless.
He was watching that. Pemberton switches it, gets it to Baker. Baker heads the ball forward and is picking up that ball now, moving into midfield. And Ferguson cuts out the pass, gets it to Gabidon. Gabidon now driving forward, gets the ball to Ferguson. Not the best of passes, but Ferguson recovers it. Ferguson from the right side to the near post. It breaks for Gabidon. Oh, just wide. Oh, well, that was an opportunity, Paul, certainly.
We're not going to get many chances, and that was a chance.
Drummond back to Perry. Perry looking for the run of Pemberton. Good movement from Macclesfield from the right-hand side. Crossed into the box. It's a free header. And I'm pretty sure, I'm going to wait and see, I think that was Jones off the line. I think it was. That is a remarkable clearance. Oliver with this free kick launches the ball out towards the left hand side. Palinkas wins the header. Buckley brings it down. Buckley to Gilboy. Gilboy out to the right hand side to Ferguson. Ferguson, oh, Drummond got there. Just.
It's a corner.
It is a corner. That was well worked by FC United. Dare I say it, Paul? That looked like a training ground move.
It was worked very well, and good to see us cause them some concerns towards the end of the first half.
Well, Bennett with this corner from FC United's right hand side. Gabidon did come short for it, but Kenge there now as well. But it's taken short. Here is Gabidon. Gabidon looking to drive towards the byline. Succeeds, crosses the ball in. Oh, and there's Palinkas, 2 yards from goal to tap it in. It's a mirror of Tuesday night, Paul, at Whitby. We've got a goal right on half time.
Well, we did say we'd look for something like that, like we did at Whitby, and there it was. And it was a very simple goal, wasn't it?
It was a
from
short
the corner.
It was a short corner from Bennett. Kenge was there covering off Gabidon. Gabidon got the ball. Bennett made the run. Kenge was caught in two minds, really, and Gabidon took full advantage, drove along the byline on the right hand side, crossed it in. And I was surprised. Palinkas in acres of space. He couldn't miss. There's no way on earth he could miss that. You would have scored that, Paul.
I think you could have fallen over and scored there.
Along the halfway line finds Perry. Perry now moving into FC territory. Back into the centre circle now. The Macclesfield midfielder. Buckley. Good challenge from Buckley. And Buckley now can move forward down the left-hand side. His first touch is a good one. Into the penalty area. Still plenty to do for Buckley. Buckley goes for goal. It's saved. Who's on the rebound? Oh, Gilboy was nearly there. But eventually cleared. Goffrey from the left hand side plays it infield to Pemberton. Pemberton now, who's in midfield, got Mende for support. Mende, corner of FC United's penalty area, into the box. There's Drummond, and Drummond smashes it into the near post, and it's 2-1 to Macclesfield. They've retaken the lead, Paul.
Well, again, you've got a point of the defending. Mende was allowed to play it square into the box to Drummond, and nobody got close enough to him, and he took the free shot very gratefully.
There's a bit of an inquest going on with FC United players. They're trying to work out how that happened. There was a couple of opportunities there where space just opened up a bit too much for Macclesfield. Munro finds Ferguson here, lays it off to Bennett. Bennett on his left foot, charged down well by Baker, but Bennett's back on the ball, plays it out to the left hand side to Hall. Here's Swales now on this left hand flank by the byline, crosses the ball in. What a ball from Swales. Oh, and I tell you what, that chest back there from Dawson, I think the goalkeeper caught that on the line. It was a lot closer to the line than I think anyone here at Macclesfield would have liked.
I think the home fans took a breath there.
The goal now for Macclesfield will probably end this game. as a contest, I'm going to suggest at this point. But it is a corner, well, free kick, as good as a corner for Macclesfield. Not too far from the FC corner flag. It's Duffy to take this. Duffy crosses the ball in towards the back post. Header one there. It breaks for Heathcote and he drills it into the bottom corner. Heathcote congratulates the FC United supporters for some reason and then makes his way over to the stand where the Macclesfield fans are to celebrate that third goal. And on 67 minutes, Heathcote's probably put this game to bed.
Well, the centre-back hadn't scored all season until midweek. He scored at Ashton and he's followed it up today.
All under pressure from Baker and from Drummond. And Baker wins the battle. And it's Drummond now. Drummond on the ball into the penalty area. Plays the ball back to Dixon. Saved by Murray Jones. He spread his body really well there, did Murray Jones. And eventually cleared by Oliver. Full time here at the Moss Rose. And well, FC United ending this game down to 10 men with Charlie Ennis receiving his second yellow card in controversial fashion, but I don't think that had any impact on the final result. Macclesfield have been dominant throughout this. That said, it was 1-1 at half time. FC United repeating what they did at Whitby by scoring right on half time into the second half, and FC United have had the moments, but Macclesfield have been ruthless. FC United have given them a bit too much space on occasions in their defensive third, and in the end Macclesfield go on to win this game by 3-1. FC Live there from Saturday afternoon, and shortly we'll be returning to the men's team as the Reds took on Ashton United at Broadhurst Park on Monday. But before that, it's the women's team and to part two of our Easter triple header as FC hosted the league leaders Middlesbrough on Sunday afternoon. And let's hand over now to myself and Paul with all the highlights. Well, here's Middlesbrough on the ball with Packham. Long ball played over the top. There's two runners for this ball, one of whom is Robson. Robson's through on goal here. Rounds the goalkeeper. The angle's tight, but that is a very cool finish from Lauren Robson, who opens the scoring here in the fifth minute. Middlesbrough in the last couple of minutes have broken through FC United's offside trap. They did so there once again, but after that, it was all Lauren Robson. Great composure to round Donald the way she did, and from a very tight angle just rolled it into the goal, and 1-0 down now, Paul, 5 minutes in.
Well, Robson scored the opening goal when we played them earlier in the season, and she's gone and done it again.
13 minutes played here. She's going to go for a cross or goes for the goal. She goes for the cross into the box, and it's Pickett. Oh, saved by the goalkeeper and cleared. Shot comes in from Settle, but it is cleared eventually by Middlesbrough. But that's two good chances now from FC United in the last couple of minutes or so. McCaffrey moving forward towards Middlesbrough's penalty area. Out to the right hand side to Kershaw. Kershaw on the ball from the right. Crosses this ball in. Oh, and it breaks here to Richie. Richie brings it down. Goes for goal over the bar. It was an ambitious effort from Gordon. Just mistimed the volley, really. And now here comes Middlesbrough on the attack. Good stuff from FC United's captain Shauna Jean, and a good pass, and here's Settle now through the middle. That's a good ball to Gordon. Gordon's onside, one on one with the goalkeeper, and FC United have got themselves an equaliser, and that has been coming, Paul, I have to say. 20 minutes on the clock, and that was a great ball from Settle and a well-timed run there from Gordon, who scores on the debut.
That was an excellent move and a great finish.
And out of play, it's going to be a throw-in to Middlesbrough, not from there, but anyway, throwing taken in the wrong position, and Havre on the attack now. Havre, square ball to the edge of the box. Havre, and now out to the right hand side to Met. Met goes for goal. Great save from the goalkeeper, palmed onto the bar and over the bar it goes. That was a great save from Sophie Donald. Middlesbrough on the attack with a ball down the right hand side to Met. Met on the ball by the corner flag, facing the touchline though. Back down the line, that's a good ball to find Burt. Burt crosses the ball in. Middlesbrough have got numbers here. Appeals for handball. Referee shakes his head. Play continues into the penalty area. Here's Byrne. It opens up for Byrne. Oh, it's in off the post. And Middlesbrough have retaken the lead. A question mark about handball, but Middlesbrough carried on. Throwing taken. Here's Gordon now. Gordon for FC United holds it up really well under pressure. Great Cruyff turn there from Gordon, plays it in here. Here's Settle. Settle, great ball to find Richie. Richie on the edge of the box, can she go for goal? She can, but doesn't hit the target, over the bar. Robson to take this corner. In it comes towards the near post area, and it's not been cleared by FC United. Oh, what a save by Sophie Donald. A Of all the saves I've seen Sophie Donald do over the years, I think that might be the best one. That was amazing. Brilliant.
I think that was Turnbull with a snapshot, and it was brilliantly parried away.
Kershaw down the left-hand flank now. Keeps hold of the ball. Plays it down the line, but Bert reads it. Bert turns, and well, that's a loose back pass. Gordon's going to get to it first. Gordon rounds the goalkeeper. Side netting. Ah, Packham was marking that post, which meant the angle was incredibly tight, and in the end, Gordon went for the side netting. It's Robson back on the ball. Robson into the penalty area. Crosses the ball in. Cleared by Bickett. There's McCaffrey getting to it. Not cleared yet by FC United. Ritchie tries. Off the underside of the bar. It stays out. Robson goes for goal. It hits a Middlesbrough leg. Shot comes in from the edge of the box. FC United must get something out of this. As soon as that ball was going towards goal, it was only going in one place. And it hit the underside of the bar. And I don't know how it stayed out. Throw-in taken by Kershaw down the line, and Gordon might get to this. Gordon's into the penalty area. That's handball.
Ooh, he's not having it.
That was a blatant handball, and I know we're biased and we're being slightly more partisan than normal this afternoon due to the stakes, but that was a handball. Kershaw with this corner from FC United's left-hand side. It's played to the edge of the box to McCaffrey. McCaffrey takes a touch. McCaffrey goes for goal. Goalkeeper's behind it. Well worked by FC, though. And that is full-time here at Broadhurst Park. And FC United, brave performance. I know that gets said a lot in football, but I think that's true this afternoon. Taking on the league leaders. And to begin with, it was, oh, this is going to be a big score for Middlesbrough this afternoon. They started the game really brightly, deservedly took the lead. But then FC United, well, they got back into the game. Middlesbrough, though, scored before half-time. And that was the all-important goal in the end. Unfortunately, we've had a couple of moments, a couple of good moments. There was a penalty shout as well. We can't deny the fact, though, Middlesbrough's been banging on FC United's door a lot in this game. We've ridden our luck. I just feel really gutted for FC United this afternoon that we didn't get anything out of this.
I think it was a very brave performance, as you said, and I don't think they could have done much more apart from getting an equaliser. For them to lose 2-1 against the league leaders is very credible. And you do feel that if they'd had some of these players earlier in the season and had the same resolve, we probably wouldn't be in the bottom position in the table now. We came very close today at times to getting something out of this game against Middlesbrough. But ultimately, of course, the Smoggies are taking the points home, and they're a step closer to winning the title. We're a step closer to going down.
Yeah, at the start of the day, it was pretty clear that what FC United need in the last four games of the season is at least 6 points to catch Chesterley Street. That's because Chesterley Street, even though they're 5 points ahead of us outside the relegation places, they've got a far superior goal difference. So 6 points just to catch Chesterley Street and overtake them. And that assumes that Chesterley Street don't get any points between now and the end of the season. There's also the York factor as well, who York are the other team in the relegation places. There's 9 points left remaining now to get those six, Paul. It's
not looking good. But, you know, Middlesbrough are going home and they've been tested today. They turned up possibly thinking this was going to be a cushy ride. It was not a cushy ride. Even in the closing seconds, they knew they had to do their jobs and hang on. And they did a good job seeing out the game. Jenny's recruitment this week and the last week or so has been spot on in terms of the players she's brought in.
And Gordon, Guy and Settle all added something today, dramatically, I think.
They all had that, it seems to me, they all had that little extra experience and know-how that we've needed all season. Because we've had a very young side, but the young side needs balancing out with a bit of quality and experience, and that's the kind of player that Jenny is bringing in. And it's just a shame that we're at the end of the season now and not at the beginning.
Yeah. What? Is there an argument to say as well that if we turn up against Leeds on Thursday with a similar idea of how we're going to play, because I think we did have an idea towards the end of the first half how we were going to play, all of a sudden it clicked. We saw that with Gordon's goal.
I remember two seasons ago Leeds came here and we gave them an almighty fright and we ended up losing 3-2, but it was a cracking game. And if we can reproduce that kind of attitude when Leeds are back on Thursday, then who knows, we might get some points on the board.
Who's your player of the match, Paul? I think we might agree on this without actually discussing it in advance.
Go on, who are you going
for? No. Who are you going with?
I've not actually considered it at all.
Oh, okay. Well, I would like to give it to Bickett.
Yeah, Bickett was really good at the back. She put in so many last-ditch challenges and critical challenges and blocks. She must have blocked a good number of shots as well. So, yeah, I would probably agree with that.
But we're going to be joined by Jenny Swarbrick. Jenny Swarbrick, Women's Team Manager, big thank you for joining us. Hard lines today. Blimey, what a performance that was. So unlucky not to get anything out of that game.
Gutted.
Yeah?
Absolutely gutted. I've just spoken to the players and said how gutted we were that, well, I think some refereeing decisions today can be questioned. And that's the difference. But also, we had two other good chances in the first half that just hit the target.
Yeah.
And Ella knows that, and we've had a chat, and unfortunately she didn't manage to create anything in the second half, because we talked about third time lucky, keep going, being resilient with it and it'll come. We did take our foot off the gas in the second half a little bit going forward, but there's a lot of positives to take from it. I took a risk today with some of the players in the starting 11 and making a lot of changes with some youngsters, but I thought they did us proud. And they've been some good signings on transfer deadline day, which was good. So a lot of positives to take from it. But I've also said today was a free hit. Top of the league versus bottom of the league. And we've took them to 2-1.
Yeah.
Down to refereeing decisions. So I'm really proud of them today. But we've now got three games, and we've got to get something from all three games to avoid relegation.
I'm not going to get you into any trouble, Janet. I say this to Neil all the time, don't I? Mirroring myself here. The referee decisions in question, there was a handball in the first half, I think, for Middlesbrough's goal.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a strong handball shout in the second half for FC United, yep, which the referee doesn't give. They're the referee decisions you're talking about. Plus, there's a few contentious decisions I've seen as well, which is given. But yep, aside from that, you talked about the new signings. Gordon, Settle, Guy, McCaffrey. I mean, we only saw her a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
They have added something to this squad that so good going forward at times, especially in that first half.
Yeah, they have, and we've got Sasha to come in there as well, and we've also signed Ellie Jones from Everton on loan as well, another place. There's another two to come in yet, which again will continue to add the quality that we're looking for. They're good, young, vibrant, energetic players that have got a good footballing background and well thought of back at their clubs as well, and I'm thankful to the clubs for loaning them out and seeing the opportunity that's here at FC. Again, it shows how far we've come in terms of not just what's on the pitch, but how hard we're working off the pitch and the training ground to create the right environment for players to come in and clubs to send players in on loan and trust us.
Yep.
And I know some of their staff have been here today from both of the respective clubs to be able to watch their players and see our setup, and I think that just speaks volumes. But yeah, the youngsters have done us proud today. They've come in, they've slotted in, they've not been fazed by anything, and they've given it all their best. So.
And the other thing we have to mention as well is, I have to talk about our defence. 18 corners we've had to endure and defend today. We're giving player of the match to Bickett. They've been under the cosh a lot this afternoon. Obviously, there's been, you know, some scrambles, some saves, but we've kept it to 2-1 against the team who have scored plenty of goals this season.
Yeah, we'll take that positive in terms of we kept it down. I spoke to them at half time, gave them the plan, and then I wrote on the board, right, your challenge now, like you would do at training, is you've got to go out and score two and concede none.
Yeah.
Well, we conceded none in the second half. We'll take that as a positive, but we didn't get the two. In terms of the corners, you won't believe it that I actually had that as a focus for the game, is to not give away as many corners as what we're doing.
There was a series,
get your foot around it, hook it, and it goes for a throw in, and we're still giving away corners, and it's frustrating. I can't do that for them, and they've got to learn, and the importance of doing it. Can't do it over and over and over again. But with these players, you know, they're fantastic. They work hard. They give it absolutely everything. They're great people. They've stuck by me and the club through this very difficult season. And if we've just got to keep conceding corners and having to deal with them in headers, then I'll take that.
It's good practice. Anyway,
for everything else that they bring to the club. So
Leeds are next on Thursday.
Tasty game.
Can we put in a performance like this?
Yeah, of course we can. We've had a few weeks now of good performances, and I think the Chorley game was a mishap where we just weren't at the races and we just got completely outplayed by a team that we shouldn't be getting outplayed by. But when our backs have been against the wall, that is when we're at our best. So we've played top of the league today, 2-1, and it's down to very fine margins, let's just call it that. We played last week against Barnsley, who were competing for the league title, and we only went up there with a very slim, thin squad because of situations, with very little on the bench to be able to rotate and change. Elsie was even on the bench last week just to give us the numbers. And they played so well. The backs against a wall, and the character comes out, and they just ran out of legs. Went to Norton and we absolutely matched them and was winning right to the end. But again, same issue, not being able to travel with as many players, and it causes us tired legs, and we concede late on. But when the back's against the wall with this team, they come out fighting and they show really good character and drive and determination and resilience. And I can see that, you know, we'll give it our absolute all with these next three games and see if we can get something from it.
And obviously Leeds at home, Doncaster away, finishing things off with Hull. If we get anything out of the Leeds game, we're going to have to take a whole squad to the Doncaster game, aren't we?
Everything. We've got
to throw everything at this now.
Nothing will drop. No matter what happens, we will not drop the way that we do things and our standards. It will still continue that way, and I'll still keep driving standards, because this club, that's what this club deserves, is for us to do that. So we'll keep going, and we'll take it one game at a time, and you know, let's stay focused now on Leeds, which will be tough, and it'll be a feisty game, we know that, but we'll give it everything.
And last, basically a call to arms, really. Get yourself down there to Broadhurst Park on Thursday night.
Yeah, it was a little bit quieter than usual today, but I think that was because it was
cold.
And Easter Sunday as well, which but it would be really good to see as many fans in on Thursday as possible against Leeds. Big game. We know that when we played them away for a period of time, again, we matched them, but they were physically very streetwise, let's just say that. And it taught our players a few things, some of our youngsters a few things. But again, we've got some quality now in this team. And I think we could really take it to Leeds, you know, so we'll see.
Well, Jenny Swarbrick, brilliant performances today. Unlucky not to get anything out of it, but we go again for Leeds United on Thursday. We'll catch up then. And big thank you for joining us, and have a good
week.
Thank
you. Thanks, Ben. See you soon. Cheers. Thanks,
take care. Women's team manager Jenny Swarbrick there speaking after that 2-1 defeat to Middlesbrough on Sunday. And we will, of course, have commentary from that Thursday night game against Leeds United this week. Tune in from just before 7:45 p.m. via the FC Radio website. Back to the men's team, though, now. And on Monday, FC United hosted Ashton United back in the Northern Premier League, Premier Division. And before kick-off, I caught up with the FC United manager. Here's Neil Reynolds.
Welcome, Neil. Ashton United taking on FC United this afternoon. Yeah. First obvious question is, how are we looking after the exploits of Saturday afternoon at Macclesfield?
After Saturday, we're a bit battered and bruised. And I've said this before, but I will definitely conclusively say it again. We've lost Donoghue for the season now. That's 100%. He's got this thing called footballer's ankle, which the swelling is just horrendous. So we're just going to park him until the end of the season. Charlie Munro, he's tired, his running data was down, so we'll put him on the bench today. But like you see, we've freshened it up in there. And the lads know that at this stage of the season, it's tough to be playing back-to-back games, but it is the same for them, so we've just got to get on with it.
First of six games in April now to close the season off. We've obviously touched upon how difficult this Easter weekend is going to be after Macclesfield. Even with the changes you're going to make, I mean, like you say, it's going to be tough today.
Yeah, it's going to be really, I mean, look at the record. We've won five out of the last six. They've scored nine in the last two. There's always a team that kind of come from nowhere to creep up. But they've got good players. They've got big players. And, you know, looked at the team today, that they were able to bring Mitch Rolls back in. There's like Gilchrist and Hardy, Nathan Lowe. So they're a good side. But you know, we don't become a bad side overnight. And if Buckley takes that chance at 1-1 Saturday, it may be a different game. So, you know, we're just going into it optimistic and, you know, well-drilled, and hopefully we get a good result.
Have you had a chance to, obviously you had the post-match team talk at the Moss Rose, but have you had a chance to communicate that to the players, that even despite the defeat, it was a really good performance against Mac?
So last night we had, I know it was Easter Sunday, but we had one of our meetings. Rob Emery clipped all the footage, we put it onto the WhatsApp group, we kind of had the video call to everybody, and we just walked through it that, you know, the goals were so avoidable. You know, the second one, if Gaio doesn't go into the number nine and stays wide on Drummond, that doesn't happen. And then the second one, you know, if we go touch tight with Heathcote, instead of letting him come off us, he doesn't get that strike. So there was avoidable goals, but there was large parts, especially the first half, that I thought we did really well. And second half of 20 minutes, like Savage said, we did do well. But big players talk, don't they? And they're there for a reason, Macclesfield. They take the chances when they present themselves. And that's why we got beat.
Speaking of big players, we obviously spoke about it post-match against Macclesfield. But Curtis Jones had an unbelievable game. We're going to need performances like that. Yeah. Like you mentioned, taking on Gilchrist this afternoon, he's going to need to be the same today.
I mean, this is where, you mean, I'm looking around at that squad, there's no excuses, because Curtis Jones, bar Charlie Ennis, who had a rest Saturday, you know, Kurt's 30-31, there's other lads around him at 22-23, so if he can put in that levels of performance and them running stats that he did, then the other lads have no excuses. So Curtis will be, you know, big for us today, but as will everybody. And it was just a case of freshening things up today and hopefully, you know, starting the game well, starting a good tempo, nullifying their threat and getting ourselves in front.
So how do we line up this afternoon?
George in the nets, Charlie Oliver and Curtis Jones, same, and then Joe and Guy, same back five. Just changed it in midfield, so we go, Det McLaughlin comes back in after a slight knock on his ankle against Whitby, goes alongside Charlie Ennis, who had a rest Saturday. And then it's the front four of Bennett, Buckley, Swales is coming today, and Gavidon.
Right.
So, I mean, we're going back to, yeah, hopefully you can see from up here, but we've done quite a bit of work on our fullbacks getting higher. You know, our fullbacks become wider and our two wingers becoming more inverted. Hopefully you'll see that today. See if we can get Guy Hall and Joe Ferguson up the park. But we know that we've got to deal with her threats, and the threats is obviously Gilchrist, Harding. They've left Keelan Adams on the bench today, which surprises me. But we're going to have to see how they line up, because they're going to change it probably slightly to how we watch them on Friday.
Well, Neil, best of luck this afternoon. Big thank you for joining us pre-match, and we'll catch up at full time.
Brilliant. Cheers.
Neil Wendell's there speaking to me about 20 or so minutes ago. This is FC Live, brought to you by constructivecoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army, back here at Broadhurst Park on Easter Monday. And joining me for this afternoon's coverage, it's a big welcome back to Stato Paul. Welcome back, Paul.
Good afternoon.
So, Ashton United today, part three of our very long Easter weekend together. James is commentating today, which is good for my vocal cords. What are you expecting today? Because there's two aspects to this. Ashton United, banging form, looking to get themselves into the playoffs. FC United, coming off the back of a good winning streak, which came to an end on Saturday, admittedly after a good performance against Macclesfield, but they will be battered and bruised. What do you make of this?
It's a curious fixture, because we played them 12 times at home. There's never been a draw. 9 wins and 3 defeats.
Yes.
And over 27 games, I think that's the most we've played anyone now, apart from Bradford maybe, who might be close to that. We played them 27 times and only one draw. So it's definitely a result fixture, one way or the other. And then you throw in the fact that there's 4 old boys involved this afternoon.
My favourite game. Favourite part of FC Live is when I'm tested on this. Nathan Lowe, who's the skipper of Ashton United for today. Sam Baird, one of our famous predictions will go far, yeah. Who is for Ashton United. Jason Gilchrist and substitute Jake Charles.
There you go.
Is that all 4?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Ashton, top of the form table, as has already been said. They've scored 18 in their last 6 games.
Yes.
3 goals a game.
Yeah.
Very healthy coming into this. They've
absolutely
had an extra day's rest, having played on Good Friday. Everything seems to be rosy in the Robin's garden at the moment, you would say.
How crucial is it for them that they played at home? It was against Whitby, and Whitby really needed the win after we defeated them last Tuesday night. But that extra day, I think, is going to be crucial, isn't it, for them?
Yeah, I would have loved to have played on Good Friday as well. I think it would have been much better for both, all the sides involved. But it is what it is. We have to face them this afternoon. We've got some aches and pains in the squad. Obviously, Donoghue's ruled out for the rest of the season.
Yeah. I mean, he's been trying to come back, hasn't he? I mean, we just want him fit, don't we? Because he's so important.
Yeah, he's been playing cameos, really, for a while. He's not really shone the way we know he can, because he's not fully fit. But we've got Charlie Ennis on the pitch today before his suspension next week.
Yeah, we've not really covered off the red card, the second yellow, one of them things.
It was a poor bit of refereeing, yes, from what we saw, in that he didn't punish the first challenge,
which was equally as bad.
Yeah.
If that was worthy of a yellow, Ennis's challenge, then his challenge was pretty bad as well.
And he gave
Drummond, wasn't it?
He gave Mack the free kick.
Yeah.
which was even more bizarre.
Insult to injury, really, wasn't
it?
So Charlie Ennis starts, he's the captain this afternoon, obviously starting Curtis Jones.
who I think is coming into a bit of form. I know it's stating the obvious as we gave him man of the match on Saturday, but I think his performances generally have been good recently since coming back.
I think when he gets into a groove of games and he's not just coming back from injury, I think he's like a Rolls Royce, isn't he?
Yes.
He's such a quality player. And it means that it doesn't really matter whether it's Palinkas or Oliver next to him. You're going to get a pretty solid back line.
Ferguson as well came in for praise from ourselves and from Neil.
I thought he played his best game for us.
Yeah. I mean, when you've got that left-hand side there, you've got Kenge, you've got Duffer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's an incredibly challenging afternoon for Ferguson, but I think he stood up to it really well.
I thought he did, and he tried to get forward as best he could. He actually put some better crosses in than he has done in other games,
yes,
I thought.
I agree.
Maybe it was the pitch that had something to do with it, who knows?
And the other thing that the only thing we struggled with really was our organisation at the back. We left a lot of space for those three goals, didn't we, unfortunately?
We switched off at the wrong moments. And of course, we go back to that Buckley chance at 1-1. If we'd buried that one, one-on-one with a keeper, then, you know, who knows what direction the game would have gone in.
That was classic Jordan Buckley, though, wasn't it? He's there as the target man. He makes that run down the left-hand side after pickpocketing a defender, if memory serves.
Yeah.
He makes his way down the left-hand side. He barges his way through two players, essentially, to create that chance. He just was missing the finish at the end. But
I think he ran out of steam when he got into the box,
didn't
he?
This is it, though. He was running out of steam. We know he's not 100% fit at the minute. But when he is, going back to Donoghue, going back to Jones, this is the story of the season. When these players are fully fit, we're looking good.
We've never been able to get our best 11 on the pitch, you could say, this season.
No. I mean, we'll cover it in the season review, but we've played a lot of players this year, and it's not through choice.
No, 40 it is now.
Yeah. And when he was in the relegation season, was that 46?
57.
50. Oh, well, okay, fair enough. We're nowhere near that. It's going to take a lot for that to happen with the transfer embargo coming as well now at our level.
Enough to put the academy up.
Yeah. 6 games left. As we head into April now, we all know how it finishes with Lancaster here on the 27th. Got Hyde next week. We've got games against Guiseley and Bamber Bridge coming up as well. It's a tough set of fixtures, this, but...
We kind of talked about this at Whitby before their game. We've killed off their season. We couldn't kill Mac's season off. That was asking a bit too much. Ashton, again, very much like Whitby, this is a must-win game for them, I would say, given their situation in the table.
I think they've got a little bit of wriggle room. I think it's for one place now. I think the results on Saturday have ensured that Rylands, Marine and Mac are probably going to be in those three playoff spots. It's a case now of who's in the fourth. Hyde's defeat has left that open now to Guiseley, to Ashton, to Worksop, of course. It's a race, though, between those four.
We've got a bizarre situation where these days we cannot beat Hyde United for love nor money.
No.
Yet we've beaten Ashton 6 times in a row.
Incredible, that, isn't
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
Considering it's usually been quite tight between us.
Yes. And going back to the last time we played Ashton United, me and you commentated on that game. That was a brilliant afternoon for FC United supporters. I'm imagining Steve Cunningham will have played that footage back and the YouTube highlights.
It was a feisty game.
Yes.
From start to finish. And Buckley was red carded. Renault got into trouble.
He did.
It was bad all round in some ways. But out of nothing, Aaron Bennett found a winning goal at the death. And that changed the whole mood as we went home.
And going back to Bennett, we've mentioned Jordan Buckley and his importance. We've mentioned Curtis Jones and his importance, but Aaron Bennett is another senior player in this team who's been at a higher level, and we've seen in the big occasions, I mean, he almost did it at Mac as well, we have to say, he's very capable.
He wouldn't be out of place in that Mac side.
No, he wouldn't.
Not that we're telling them that.
No.
Obviously, Nathan Lowe's going to be combative in the middle of the park, as he always is. We have to outwork him. They've got goals in many departments, Ashton, this season, so it's not like one player banging them all in, so it's going to be a very difficult game.
Well, this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, and you lovely people, the armchair arm. Big thank you to Stato Paul there for that pre-match chat, but it's now time to hand over to our expert commentary team, and here's your commentary team of Stato Paul, and here's James Quinn.
And here's Ferguson down that right flank. Ferguson developing well in recent games. Gabardon on the turn, the right-hand side, but can't quite hang on to it. And Ashton will clear their lines. Charlie Oliver nods it down. It's played through now, and it's picked up by Ennis. Ennis slides it through now for Keelan Swale. Right-footed shot! Side netting. Not a bad effort from the number 11. Quick passing move there from FC. Swales did the right thing. He took it first time, but just wide. But first foray there from FC United. In the second minute, ball is cleared. Met by Curtis Jones, picked up by Buckley. Halfway line is Bennett. Nice ball to McLaughlin. McLaughlin now driving forward, thinking about a shot. Hits the defender, though. Comes back to Ennis, who tries a long. McLaughlin's picked it up on the, in the D. Pella flicks it forward. Swales again can't get purchased. Two lovely little moves from FC. Swales with chances, not being able to convert. But good movement from FC. Newton picks it up. Decisive. All of a sudden, Newton's continued his run. Right for its shot. And it's just wide. Warren Clark. Cross coming in from Newton. McGilchrist nods it down and scores. Dear, oh dear. As if Newton's good speculative cross. Gilchrist was stood between two centre halves and he nodded it down without much pain, but he placed it nicely. But with two defenders close to him, a little bit soft. Newton to pick it up on that left flank. Think about another cross. Great crossing. Gilchrist, Guy Hall nods it out, but it only falls at Nathan Lowe. Right footed shot. It's ping ponging offside.
Premature celebrations from the visiting fans behind us.
Now, FC breaking. Going to catch Ashton on the break here, and here's McLaughlin, space in front of him, over halfway. McLaughlin dribbling his way through rather nicely. Buckley tries to play a return ball, doesn't work out. And over halfway now, and on the break here, and here's Gilchrist at the side of the box, right footed shot, he puts it wide. All of a sudden there, they threatened, and now Oliver in the centre circle. Oliver to drive forward. Oliver allowed to run. Plays it out to the right flank where Ferguson picks it up. Ferguson, just outside the area, is Oliver, who stayed upfield. Down that right flank, Ennis now to get across in. Floats it out, far post! Gilmore gets ahead on it, but he can't get the purchase he needed. Almost spun off his head in the end. Keelan Adams has had a lively start on this cross coming in. And cleared by Curtis Jones, picked up by Swales, played back to Charlie Ennis and Swales again, and then... Gilboy muscled out, and Newton's done well here. Newton into the box to make it two. But a decent save from Murray Jones. Newton crossed with himself. I thought he might have gone across the keeper there. He went to the keeper's right, which is not a lot of space, but a decent save there with his right hand. It will be a corner for Ashton on the left-hand side. Nodded forward by Oliver. Oh, and McLaughlin loses possession. Warren Clark on the turn towards the byline. Warren Clark chips it far post. Adams, it's 2-0, and it was easy as pie. And Ashton United into a 2-0 lead.
It was Adams on the far post, I think, and it was just far too simple.
Oliver waits, nods it out to Ferguson just outside the FC penalty area. Ferguson slipped. Jammy with a nice ball in field for McLaughlin. And now Ennis. Ennis now, can FC break here? Out towards Bennett. Bennett now on the left flank. Can Bennett do something? Into the box, Bennett. Aaron Bennett now trying to find an opening. Back there to Munro. Munro left footed, just wide. Not a bad effort from FC. And that's it. Well, really not an awful lot to be said. Congratulations to Ashton, who... really do intensify their pressing for a playoff place. FC United, a brightish start, but in the end just ground down by a much better team. And maybe just a lack of a bite. Paul, your thoughts?
Well, I think it became apparent early on today that we didn't have two games in 3 days in us.
No. I was going to say, I think what's caught, I was thinking all the way through that second half, we just looked tired. You can't overstate the fact, or understate. We played Whitby away on Tuesday, Macclesfield away on Saturday, then this today on Monday. I think it's just been too much for us, unfortunately.
And we're lacking in bodies.
Yeah, exactly.
You needed an injection of four or five players today to freshen it up, and he didn't have it.
No. And in fact, I think this play's not... I mean, McLaughlin looked off it all the way through that. I don't think he's 100%.
There's at least three or four that started today that are not fit.
Yeah.
But he's had to play them. And that's the difference.
And the other thing is as well, partway through the first half,
I mean, to begin with, we did look a bit lively. We did look like we were going to be in this game this afternoon. But then as soon as Gabbardon goes off, and Gabbardon wasn't having a particularly good game, it just changes things though, doesn't it? And it took us a while to get going, and that allowed Ashton United to tip the balance in their favour, and they took their goal well, and that was it then. It was all one way, pretty much.
They passed the ball better on this pitch, and their work off the ball was excellent. Shape they kept, the closing down, the pressing, they just kept us out of the game. Like Bennett, every time Bennett got the ball, he had to go backwards.
So we've got Hyde United next. I think we'll be glad of the
rest,
the 5 days off.
Both us and the players.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's obviously another difficult game.
But Hyde United, they're now tied with Ashton United. Ashton United with two games in hand on Hyde. It's been a big weekend, hasn't it, for Ashton United?
Well, they are the form team at the moment, aren't they? It's now 6 wins out of 7. And momentum, as we always say, is a great thing, isn't it? And Hyde will be getting very worried looking at that league table.
But back here at Broadhurst Park, we'll be joined by Neil Reynolds in a second for his post-match thoughts. Just your closing thoughts, really, Paul.
Yeah, it's been a very disappointing bank holiday Monday, and I suppose the only thing we can say is that maybe the manager has got more thoughts about who he wants to retain at the end of the season after a game like this.
Well, that's the key, isn't it? But big thank you for joining us, Paul. A job well done by Stato Paul, who's been certainly getting the miles in over the past week, that's for sure. Whitby on Tuesday, Macclesfield on Saturday, the women's team yesterday, and obviously FC's men's team today against Ashton United. Steve Cunningham clearly delighted with what he's seen this afternoon, and why wouldn't he be? Ashton certainly got the momentum as we head into the month of April, and I don't think today, James, should distract from the fact that FC United have been in good form recently, and even with the defeat at Macclesfield, there were certainly good performances there. It just feels like today was just a bridge too far. Let's hand over now to James and to Neil Reynolds for the post-match interview.
Neil, which beach were some of the players on this afternoon?
I'm glad you said that, James. You want to go down there and have the conversation with the players, and some of them have come back at Rob and they've asked that question. That's a really good point. You know, for me, the majority of the plays in the middle of the park, score goals in the middle of the park, and we don't win anything at the centre half, centre mid, or centre forward today. And then other lads kind of just stand around. So it's a really good question, and one that maybe you've got to ask them.
A bright start. The Gabbardon injury impact at all, or
he's ill. He's ill. He's ill. He can't do anything if he's ill. He's ill. He comes off the pitch.
That, obviously, he's such an important outlet. He didn't look himself.
Listen, Donoghue's an important outlet. Gabbardon's an important outlet. They're not on the pitch. They're both really important. But if you're going to declare yourself fit and you're on the pitch, then work hard. And, you know, you could quickly see that he wasn't ready to be on the pitch. So we needed to kind of rescue him. And, you know, he's been ill. And that's what happens.
Did Ashton do two things? Did they want it more, they've got more to play for, and also did they play the conditions
better than us? I think they're better than us in key areas. I think they've got good players at this level. They've got know-how, and that's, you know, Steve won't mind me saying it, and people might, but that's where he's spending. He's got really good players coming in, and they've got the know-how. You look at Gilchrist, look at Lowe, look at Mitch Rose, look at, you know, all the back three. You know, they've all got experience at higher up than here, and they're just better than us.
Obvious question, does a day like that start to firm up your decisions about who might be staying and who might not?
Rob on the touchline, you know, it's not time to show our cards, but I think we needed to show our cards after the game. And yeah, you know, the fans deserve a lot more. We might not have the quality that other teams have got. We might not have, we've talked about, you know, the power that they've got, but we have got a set of legs that you can run around with. And, you know, like you said, whether you're on the beach, I don't know, I've never... Hardy in midfield, the number 8, must think it's Christmas Day come at once. I mean, I don't think anyone's got laid a glove on him today. You know, he's a good player. You know, James Hardy's a good player, but we don't get tight. We hide behind players. But then there's a few token runs, and we try and get in areas and kind of throw our arms in the air. But it's, like I said to the lads, we are where we are for a reason. And, you know, we know the difficulties that we've got, but I can't keep using that as an excuse. He's got to run.
First goal, he gets up between two defenders. Soft for you, that one?
Yeah, when we're on the front foot, we're in the game, we're creating chances, should George come, not Shewan, then he gets wrong side Curtis Jones, who basically was Curtis, who was amazing again today, but he gets on the wrong side of Curtis and in between Charlie and scores a really soft goal. It's just decisions.
On a positive note, Curtis Jones, over my dead body at times, despite that wasn't a great performance, there was one moment towards the end where he just threw himself in front of two shots. Still a strong performance from Curtis.
Brilliant performance, you know, but you need Curtis Jones fit every single game of each season, and that's, you know, we need that to happen if we're going to be keeping these players about, because, you know, Curtis is exceptional, but you want other lads to step up there, and, you know, we haven't, you know, people think they should be playing in games, they get a chance to play in games, they don't do it. We look at the pods, you know, maybe some lads were tired from Saturday. We haven't got a bigger squad. We haven't got the luxury of rotating and changing like they've done today and leave Keelan Adams on the bench. We ain't got that in a minute. So you're just expecting lads to run harder than what they've run.
Yeah, that's right. So you've got Hideaway on Saturday, another tough one. What sort of game are you expecting there?
We've got to check on Dante. Donis is obviously done for the season. We'll train Thursday. Obviously, there's no more bodies coming in now. It'll be a tough game against the playoff chasing side. But, you know, we're not letting the season just peter out. If one or two want to let the season peter out, that comes down to their own individual DNA. You know, you can't control that. We'll keep working and trying to get the best out of the players like we have done. You know, for large spells against Macclesfield, we were good. Parts of today, we were good. But we've got, whether or not it's coaching before FC United, whether or not it's his academy system, letting players run off you and standing in spare pockets, it's just not football to me. You know, it's not. And credit Nathan Lowe when he got an absolute smacking in the first half, and then he, you know, he kind of hobbled around and then got to half time. None of my lads have come off with a bruised ankle today because we ain't got tight enough to get that tackle, and that's the facts, you know, and that's part of possible being a centre midfielder. That's you get the knocks, you get the injuries when you go in 50-50s, and Nathan, you know, hopefully he's all right, but that's the difference today.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds there. So next up for the Reds will be that Saturday away trip to Ewan Fields as FC take on Hyde United. Kick-off on Saturday will be 3 o'clock, but if you cannot make the game, then join the FC Live team from 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved with FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Ben, we'll see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.